Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 240. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And guess what?
What?
We are middle-aged and creeped out.
We are.
Oh, there goes the light.
That's right. It still gets you every
lights
time,
out, lights on.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Fantastic.
How's it going?
It's good.
Real good.
It's cold, but good.
Cold, but we're good.
Good.
We're
warm. Cold.
Mm-hmm. Cold, good. Yeah. Cold, but goody.
It's warm in here.
Yeah. It is. Oh,
I'm comfortable.
We're in the, what did you call it, the crow's nest? I like that name.
You called it the crow's nest.
Yeah, you called it the crow's nest.
Did I call it that?
Yeah, you Raven's said on nest, the podcast, and I'm like, crow's nest? It's yeah, Mako Studio.
It's like a little... It is.
It's not the crow's nest. No,
not the crow.
The spire.
Ooh, the spire. That's fun.
The needle.
I like it.
The space needle.
Whatever makes it sound mystical, magical, and spooky. I like it. Mako Dungeon.
Mako Dungeon. No, that's got to be the Mako Dungeon. Dungeon. We'd,
second floor.
We'd be in a basement.
We're up too high. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mako Studio.
That's
how
right.
About that? I'm glad we're...
we settled on it, right?
Yeah. Jeez.
I made that way too complicated.
It was a little complicated.
Shocking, right?
Yeah, we're having a good night. It's always fun to record.
It is.
Yep. So
had some laughs in between, right? Mm-hmm. and during.
Yeah. Well, good. Let's hope the creepies are doing well. Mm-hmm. And on this mini, Sean.
Yes.
Tell the creepies what we're talking about.
This is your pick, and it is on the Golden Fleece Pub. Mm-hmm. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yes. The Golden Fleece Pub. I like the name.
I do
too.
Golden Fleece.
We really must have like an affinity for York in England because we like to talk about it, don't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go visit at some point.
I've heard it's on the list.
Absolutely. Tommy Cullen will show us around it.
Yeah. That's right.
I've heard the food there isn't too bad.
That was bad. Sean, do you have a foundation?
I do.
On the pub.
The Golden Fleece in York, England is widely recognized as York's most haunted pub. I know, that's a big shocker, right? And one of the most haunted sites in Britain, dating back to at least 1503, the Grade 2 listed building, which means it's probably very well protected, right, has a long history as a coaching inn and has been officially licensed since 1668.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Man.
Hmm.
It's before I was born.
Got a slew of ghosts. Lots of ghosts.
It was believed that it was once owned by the members of the Merchant Adventurers Guild, who traded in fleeces and wool. Hence the name.
I was going to say, that makes sense.
There you go.
I want to be part of the Adventurers Guild.
You can find the Golden Fleece on pavement, which is in the center of York. It overlooks the medieval shops of the Shambles and has a clear view on the York Minster. It is situated next to the medieval timber-framed Herbert House, grade one listed. The Golden Fleece seems like a narrow building, but once inside, you'll be surprised how deep it is. The inn was restored and rebuilt in the 19th century, and in 1983, it was designated as a grade two listed building by English Heritage, whatever that means. Oh. The pub is on the ground floor, and there are four guest rooms above. But staying over is not for the faint-hearted.
Ooh. I have the different rooms. So it doesn't sound like very many rooms, but they look really cool. I watched some of the videos. It says guests can book stays in four themed rooms, including St. Catherine's Room, the Shambles Room, and Lady Packett's Room, where many report strange noises, moving objects, ghostly encounters. The pub remains a beloved fixture in York's historic heart, nestled on the pavement and overlooking the medieval Shambles. It's a like very famous street there in York. It's like one of the most famous, and it makes you feel like you're at Hogwarts or whatever, feeling. Or not Hogwarts, but I'm so not good with Harry Potter. People out there love Harry Potter, and they're going to shoot me. But that main street, the world, like the magic.
Yeah.
I should know it.
That's all right.
Somebody out there is yelling. Pete Peterson's probably out there yelling at me. Darn it.
That's all right.
So,
want to get into spooky?
Yeah, there are said to be at least 15 different ghosts that haunt this building.
Yes,
a few of which have been seen more often and have been given nicknames. So let's start with Lady Alice Pickett.
Hmm.
Many guests report seeing and hearing a woman going up and down the stairs in the middle of the night. The ghost is believed to be the spirit of Lady Alice Peckett. She is also known for moving furniture around because she doesn't agree with how it was placed.
You don't say.
Of course not, right?
That's what women
no,
do.
No, no, this will not do.
Let's put it here.
I
can see that.
Just to remedy what I was just saying, Diagon Alley, by the way. I knew it was something simple for Harry Potter.
No. What was it again?
Diagon Alley.
Diagon Alley. Mm-hmm. I would never.
That's what it, this is what it makes me.
Garnet.
That was
doggone. I've seen all of them except Diagon. The last two. But yeah. Anyway, I'm going to move on to the Canadian Airman. Hmm. Airman. Let's say that.
Airman.
Another ghost that is often seen and heard is the ghost of the Canadian Airman. His name was Jeff Monroe. He fell to his death from one of the upper windows of the hotel during World War II. The airman sometimes appears to guests on the third floor in the middle of the night wearing his full military uniform. He doesn't speak. He just stands there in the dark, gazing down at them.
Hmm.
So he's a creeper.
Speaking of gazing, there's
the stare down.
Yeah.
Oh, now, so this next one is a funny stare down. It's a one-eyed Jack. So it'll be a one-eyed stare down. A menacing 17th century ghost seen in the bottom bar wearing a red frock coat and carrying a pistol. He is often accompanied by a grumpy spirit who glares at patrons and mutters curses.
Hmm.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Crotchety.
Crotchety old curse. Cursed old muttering whatever grumpy guy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There is the Victorian boy. Hmm. A very kind and harmless ghost is the ghost of a very young Victorian boy.
Hmm.
It is believed that he was trampled to death by a horse while he was playing in front of the pub. He rarely interacts with the living, but he is known to pull innocent pranks on people. When that happens, soft giggling can be heard.
Oh,
the Victorian boy is often seen in the bar.
Hmm. The Victorian boy. Old prankster. I like
he
it.
He likes to giggle.
Apparently. He's giggler.
He's a Victorian giggler boy. Giggling boy. I've got the Roman soldiers that are in the cellar. Always got to love a cellar. There's always good hauntings in a cellar. It says many centuries ago, Roman soldiers once walked the grounds of York, also where the Golden Fleece is located today. Many people have seen Roman soldiers in full armor marching through the inn's cellar until disappearing through the walls. They don't acknowledge the living. They are more like a physical imprint of long ago.
So that was on the, what was it called? The treasurer's house?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so this is, and that was in York too, right? Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, these Roman soldiers get around in other
they
words.
They are everywhere.
They are clomping everywhere.
They're like, they're like Winston Churchill and, some of the other celebrities we've talked about.
They,
mm-hmm.
they show up, right?
Yeah, they show up everywhere.
Honest Abe.
Yeah. Who's the other one? There's like three or four that we talked about.
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Yep. Yeah. I was going to say, yep.
He's always, So there you go, the Roman soldiers.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There was an Elizabeth Johnson, and she was executed in 1800 for forging a one-pound banknote. That sounds pretty rough, right?
Hmm.
A replica of her skull was displayed at the pub until it was stolen in January of 2022 and later returned. So yeah, there's a skull there.
Hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Nice.
There is the cellar.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Is that me?
That's me.
Oh, was that you?
That wasn't me.
Because I made it with my mouth. I was like,
a good one.
Yeah, I didn't think I felt it, but I was like.
The cellar. This does bring us to the cellar and what it is. Was once used for those sentenced to death by hanging were hung at Bell Hall. The dead criminals were taken to the Golden Fleece, where they were left in the cellar. They would remain there until their bodies were claimed by their relatives.
Yikes.
This probably has left its mark on the building as well.
I'd say so. I wanted to mention before I talk about the next spooky thing.
Mm-hmm.
This says the pub is first mentioned, and if we've already said it, then you can call me out. It says the pub is first mentioned in the city's records in 1503.
Mm. Yeah, that's way back.
Because you said something about 16.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, I think
that's when it started being an inn.
Yeah, it was in the 1600s, but 1503. That's way back there, right?
Yeah, that's the guild had it.
Yeah. And then it says, but the building today largely dates back to the early 17th century. So I just thought I would mention that. 1503 is a ways back.
It's ancient.
Okay. So, let's see here. The back bar fireplace and the table where I had my tea. So the author of this website says, along a corridor, there are stairs to the upper floor, and then you find yourself in the back bar. Here's the seat I had. They're showing a picture. Here's the seat I had my tea in on my first night. It's where I encountered something a little unsettling. It was also on the other side of this fireplace that a fellow guest experienced something similar. You can hear all about on the podcast. But both experiences involved glasses of drink. It says, the famous skeleton at the bar. The rather famous occupants sit at the bar waiting, it seems, for a long time for this beer. The Golden Fleece certainly plays into a spooky reputation. So they place skeletons.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That's what I thought you were getting at. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's...
So their claim, you know, there's basically five ghosts that they really like claim are there, but there's supposedly 15 ghosts that haunt the premises.
Yeah.
Says there's a plaque inside talking about the five main ones. Says the pub has been featured on paranormal TV shows like Most Haunted and attracts ghost hunters, visitors seeking a supernatural experience. Well, of course it does.
Did we mention Catherine's room already?
I don't think so.
This author, or this person said, as these final photographs are of the room I stayed in, Catherine's room.
Oh, I thought we just mentioned that it was a room, but yeah.
The large paintings of Charles I and II certainly can explain that feeling of being watched. Let me read that again. The large paintings of Charles I and II certainly can explain that feeling of being watched that I and others experience when staying in this room. So that's here's a picture of the large painting.
Oh, that's kind of unsettling.
Reminds me of Ghostbusters.
Right there, exactly.
Yeah.
Vigo.
Yeah. So I would love to go to this place. I like to hang out. And
a little more on the grumpy old man.
I like the ram apparition. That hangs out there. I think that's cool.
If he's approached, he is said to mutter a string of curse words before vanishing, leaving behind a feeling of dread.
Ooh, dread. There's that word dread again. Nice. I say put this on the list.
For sure.
Sounds fun.
We need to go to York,
pubs,
right?
Pubs in England would be fun.
Go get us a pint.
A pint, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I'm trying to see if this is worth reading. I don't know. I've got a website, and they're investigators that wrote this article. I'm trying to see if it's worth anything.
The building has been renovated and expanded over the years, with the most recent renovation taking place in 2000. During this renovation, a 200-year-old bathroom was discovered.
Whoa.
The building's history may seem unimpressive, but the number of ghosts that haunt the pub make up for its lack of historical significance.
Yeah. Mm. That skull that got stolen, this is a little bit more on that. So it says, the beginning of the year, and that would have been, 2022, so this is an older article, it looks like. The Golden Fleece made it in the newspapers because the skull of Elizabeth Johnson was stolen from the pub. Elizabeth Johnson had been sentenced to death by hanging on August 23rd, 1800. She was found guilty of intended bank fraud, basically. Luckily, the person who took the skull returned it in a few weeks. Elizabeth is back in her wooden box again, but it says another fake skeleton named Saul also took residence in the Golden Fleece. It says, you never know who you may run into, and it's a great place to stay.
Excuse me.
Bless you, bless you.
Nice.
There's a ghost cat.
Oh, boy, a ghost cat.
Of course there is.
There's a ghostly cat that is said to roam the halls of the inn. Guests have reported hearing its meows and feeling... feeling its presence. But when they turn to look, there's no cat to be found.
Hmm. Ghost cat. We did an episode not too long ago on the ghost cat. They, and a ghost dog.
Did you see any of the pictures of the death masks that they have on display?
No, I didn't see them.
So, yeah. And then the replica skull of the woman that was hanged, too, of course, that we've been talking about. But
this investigative crew said, I'm going to skip past the boring parts. He says, closing the door behind me, every step I make on the uneven floor prompts an eerie creak that sends shivers down my spine. Brushing my teeth, I feel like someone or something is looking at me, and the hairs on my neck stand to attention. Midnight, the witching hour, and I sit bolt upright, awoken from a troubled sleep. The dark, doorless corridor opposite the bed gives me the creeps. Perhaps due to fatigue, I see shadows that appear to move. Pondering whether to release my inner ghost hunter and ask, is anybody there? I instead firmly shut my eyes and cover my head with the duvet. Later, I'm awoken again by the sound of something heavy being dragged across the floor below. Emerging in the morning for breakfast with dark circles under my eyes, coupled with a severe case of bedhead, I see that Becky hasn't fared much better. Over our fried-up breakfast, we dissect our respective evenings. She also had the feeling of being watched, and we both cursed the early bird cleaners for our rude morning awakening. Checking out later, the friendly barmaid asks about our stay. Turns out, you guessed it, there were no cleaners at 5 a.m.
Hello.
So, this place has some spooks.
There's a ghost of a young girl who is
about
often...
The studio.
who is often...
Yeah, and the pup.
Right.
Ghost of a young girl who is often seen in the cellar. She is said to be the daughter of a former landlord who died in a fire at the inn.
Oh, no.
Guests have reported hearing her giggles and seeing her play with a ball.
Oh.
Did you know that York is called the City of a Thousand Ghosts?
No.
I had never heard that before, but according to this article, that is accurate.
Yeah, there's the old grumpy guy you were talking about earlier. Thought I saw a different...
Some people have reported seeing a lady in black who is said to haunt the pub's upper floors. She is believed to be the ghost of a former landlady who died in the building.
Lady in black, ghost cat, grumpy guy.
Lady in black.
Giggling boy. It's got it all, right?
That's right.
The giggler.
Anything else we got on the Golden Fleece pub?
Talking about EVPs. One such recording made in 2008 appears to capture the voice of a young girl saying hello in one of the inn's rooms. Another recording made in 2012 appears to capture the voice of a man saying get out in the inn's cellar.
Wow.
So yeah, they got EVPs and videos and photos, and so they got evidence of said hauntings.
Yeah, it's got it all.
I tell you, York has a lot of haunted places, and that's what there's do you think they all have Roman soldiers to go through?
probably
a lot of these basements do.
Yeah,
only from the waist up though.
The Roman road, right? Yeah,
just can't believe how old these places are in England. It's cool. Why did Tommy say he's got one just down the street from?
Exactly. Like, yeah.
500 years old or something.
1,200 years. 1,200? Like, something crazy. Like, yeah, I'm like, man, that's old. Like, we don't have anything that old here.
No, we don't.
Trees.
Yeah. 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 Well, does that do it on the Golden Fleece?
I think so. Okay. I like this place.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, I could definitely hang out here.
Above the ram or the wool, you know, the sheep or whatever that's supposed to be, there's a little... Did you see there's a cat statue above it?
Oh, I didn't know.
There's a cat statue up there. I didn't see that. That could be the haunted cat, right? The ghost of the haunted cat.
Yeah, I like this place.
I do too.
Yeah. I heard it on another podcast, so I thought I'd do it for ours. Thought it'd be a good mini. Well, that's nice. If that's all we got, Nate, what do you have for us?
Just don't step on the cat's tail. That's a wrap.
Nice sound
effect. You like that, right? Yeah.
Gee.
I don't know what it is, but the kids, and especially Ella and Claire, make wow sounds a lot. And Brooklyn does it too. I don't know if it's a girl thing or something nowadays. I don't know. I'm not even going to ask, but they make a lot of like wow sounds. I don't know.
Really?
So I probably should be good at it because I hear it all the time.
Interesting.
Must be a, it's, let's hope it's a fad, right?
Yeah. That's, I don't want them to be 35 years old going, wow.
It's mentally unstable.
Well, thank you, Nate. Yeah. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 240 and our discussion on the Golden Fleece Pub. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.